5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Being played, how's it going down? Someone tried to play me the other day. Someone tried to push the horoscope thing on me again. What star sign are you, Nathan? Red flag. Red flag. Now I'm down with everything spiritual, you know, absolutely everything. Every religion, every belief, even its seemingly nutty and crackpot and full of holes. Fill your boots. If it makes you feel better, that's all I need to know. Horoscopes, though. Go fuck yourself. And I'll tell you why. It's an industry, and of course all religion is an industry, but horoscopes are so obviously an industry, it makes me sick. You know? Particularly horoscopes in newspapers. I knew a guy that worked for a major tabloid newspaper in the UK, and he was a staff writer there for a while. He was checking things over and whatever, tidying things up, doing very low-level tasks. And then their horoscope person went off sick all of a sudden, and they said, you've got to fill in until we can get someone else. You've got to do the horoscopes. And he said, well, I'd love to, but I know nothing about horoscopes. And they said, what does that matter? You've seen the horoscopes, yeah? It's just a paragraph of bullshit. Here's the back catalogue. Just pick a few bits from the back catalogue, the years of back catalogue, change them up a bit so no one will spot their copies, and just crack on. And he said, but like, am I copying them like star sign to star sign? Like there's, you know, if there's one for Scorpio a few years back, should I keep that to Scorpio? And they said, like, fuck you should. Are you not understanding me? It's all complete bullshit. We just have to keep it going because people are buying the paper sometimes just for the horoscopes, would you believe? So we can't let it slide. So he started up. And he ended up doing this for a week. And he said he just really enjoyed it. He was creative. He got good feedback. And he could literally say anything. You know, oh, you're Aries, so, you know, you're going to see something green today. Oh, I did. I saw a tree. Oh, must be real. Or you're a Scorpio, so you must you're going to have a birthday in the next 12 months. Oh, my God. And after a week, they got someone new in. And he was gutted. And this person was doing it for a week. And he went to see this person. My mate went to see this person, and it was a different person to what it was before. And he said to the new person, he said, well, what happened to the previous lady? And they said, oh, didn't you hear? She's dead. Brain tumour. Dead. And he was like, oh my God, that's so sudden. No warning. Yeah. No warning. And they looked into each other's eyes, knowing that their whole reason for being was bullshit. And my mate said, well, good luck. But you won't need it, I guess. And the other person said, oh, well, we'll need luck. I know nothing about horoscopes. And my mate said, me too. What star sign are you? Pisces, me too. Oh my God, that's so Pisces. Pisces people know fuck all about horoscopes, but both get a job doing the horoscopes for a major tabloid newspaper. Maybe, just maybe, they're true after all. Lots of love.